talk that shit so they can't say shit. It's your girl Ken Ken. I'm back with it. Whoo, y'all, this is a new motherfucking series. It's called Her Story. Now, this is just stories that I'm telling. Maybe it's my story, maybe it's her story, but it's her story. Okay, so check it out. I remember receiving breadcrumbs from, and when I say I'm speaking in first tense. I'm speaking for women, I'm speaking for me, I'm speaking for you, I'm speaking for everybody. So I remember receiving breadcrumbs for somebody who I provided lobster, shrimp, and a five-star dining experience to every single day. Don't let that go over your head, though, because it's like this. Constantly giving and not receiving sucks so bad. And people always want to say, like, oh, but you should give and shouldn't look for anything in return. When you're constantly giving and giving and giving and fucking giving, and then you stop and you want to receive and you express your wants for your wanting to receive, and that person makes it an issue, that's simply because they don't want to do it and they don't give a fuck. What I had to learn is, like, people simply just don't give a fuck. Everybody is out for self. It's like, you out for yourself, they out for they self, he out for herself. Wait, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all out for yourself and shit. I just think now that I'm in a space where I'm more enlightened and I'm more calm and I'm more at ease and I'm not frustrated and I'm not agitated, I'm able to tell her story. I'm able to understand, like, how she felt. I'm able to understand, like, what she experienced. I'm able to see, to breathe, to believe, to understand. And this is just her story. And I'm going to keep reiterating her story, because it's like, just because you went through something, that doesn't define what you're going to go through or where you're going or where you're headed. Most times, people look at me, Kennedy, as this strong-ass, boss-ass bitch, and it's like, I feel it, I see it, but is that really me? Lately, I've been just in a space of, like, peace and boredom, if you want to add the razzle dazzle. Like, I'm bored as fuck. Like, 24/7, like, I'm bored. And I was talking to my friend Bree, and she was saying that she seen something that said, don't confuse boredom for peace. But what if you have peace and you're still bored? And you don't know what you want to do, which direction you want to go in, how you want to feel, how you want to articulate your thoughts, your feelings. Like, whew. Okay, that was a minor 3-minute intro. So, let's get into her story. October 3rd, 2020. I think it was either 2020 or 2021. So, there was this woman, beautiful woman, like, gorgeous, and a man. And the man was in a relationship with another beautiful, gorgeous woman. So, for years, on top of years, on top of years, the girl that was in a relationship, she always wanted her partner to, like, do something special for her birthday. Like, make her feel special, because in her mind, it's like, the little things matter. He couldn't see it for her, but he saw it for others. So, he dropped her off a small birthday gift at her house on her birthday, like, a surprise. And the girlfriend, like, she was confused. She was annoyed. She was flustered, frustrated, pissed, mad. Fuck that nigga. But she still stayed. But it was more so like she was upset, because why is it that he's giving her everything that she asked for? But you gotta understand, sus, it was never you. It was always him. Most times when men go out and give other women the things that you want to receive, it's because to them, it's new, it's fresh, it's light. You have to come put in a hell of a lot of work with your partner to make her feel special than going out and getting something new. It's easy. It's fresh. It's refreshing. Like, you don't have to deal with stress, anger, irritation, anything of annoyance at all. Always realize that what somebody does has nothing to do with you. It's everything to do with them. And let me reiterate that this is her story. And so you just have to continue to love on yourself, to motivate yourself, to experience life from different lenses. And you have to always apologize to the person that you were yesterday and the person that you're going to be tomorrow, because you never know what kind of mistakes you're going to make. You can make mistakes, you can fix mistakes, you can carry on. And my heart goes out to her, because 10/3/21 is a completely different 10/3/21, 22 today. It's so refreshing to talk about her, because she is just really growing and developing into her full character, into who she's supposed to be, into who she's destined to be. Like, her future is bright. The tunnel is there. Like, y'all ever had tunnel vision? And like, you seen the tunnel, like you see the light at the end of the tunnel. But you know, in tunnels sometimes it's like a mini tunnel going to the left, to the right, zigzag, trying to throw you off your square. And sometimes you might slide, bob down the tunnel real quick just to see like what's to it, what's going on. But you always get back on the main course. So as you begin to listen to her story and listen to what she's experienced and listen to what she's went through, I just want you guys to be empathetic. I want you guys to chew her ass up, because she was dumb as fuck. I want y'all to love on her. I want y'all to pray for her, pray with her, tell her you're proud of her, because you never know what her story is. I'm going to wrap this shit up. This is just the intro to her story, a new series that I am starting. I'm going to release one every single Tuesday. I'm going to make sure I release it every Tuesday. And I love y'all. And thank y'all for rocking with me like y'all always do. Thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for sharing, liking, commenting, whatever y'all got to do. Because this is her story. Talk that shit so they can't say shit. It's your girl, Ken Ken. I'm out. Have a beautiful, beautiful, productive Tuesday. Bye, y'all.